I don't know if I'm the first Catholic priest to ever preach at Epworth, but I know it's my first time. And I'm very pleased. And I'm very nervous. I told the people at St. Simon's, I'm scared. Not that you're scary people, but I just don't want to screw up. And he's going to, I hope. The Holy Spirit and I are kind of close. I would like to read to you a scripture from Matthew chapter 25, beginning with verse 31. When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, then he will sit on his glorious throne. Before him will be gathered all the nations, and he will separate them one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will place the sheep at his right hand, but the goats at the left. Then the king will say to those at his right hand, Come, O blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me. And then the righteous will answer him, Lord, when did we ever see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? And when did we see you sick or in prison and visit you? And the king will answer them, Truly I say to you, as you did it to one of the least of these my brothers or sisters, you did it for me. Then he will say to those at his left hand, Depart from me, you accursed, into the eternal fire prepared for you and for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you did not welcome me. Naked, and you did not clothe me. Sick and in prison, and you did not visit me. Then they will also answer, Lord, when did we ever see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or sick or in prison and did not minister to you? Then he will answer them, Truly I say to you, as you did it not for one of these least ones, you did it not for me. And these will go away to eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. The Gospel of the Lord. Whatever. You know, when Melody called early in the year, she said, okay, you got to choose your topics. And I thought it was going to be published. And now I find out I could do anything I want when I got here. But I chose the topic with this reading in mind for no other reason than, you know, my the boss just under God for me, Pope Francis, is really into calling us to be more and more aware and accountable to the people around us, especially the least of our brothers and sisters. So I thought, well, hey, that's an easy one to do. Not so easy as I got into it. Because this community, at least here in Ludington, and I'm sure here at Epworth, you're very kind people. I know you're going to be collecting food this week, and it's going to be going to St. Simon's Pantry. You know, if you're leaving, clean out the cupboard and send it to us. We'll take care of it. And this community at large does a great deal of kind things like of that sort. We do feed the hungry. And, you know, we have various places where we have goods to give to the poor. You know, we have Help, Inc., Hands Extended Loving People in the Name of Christ, which do a wonderful, wonderful ministry in our community, supported by a number of the different communities. We have Hospitality, Inc. during the winter months that shelters the homeless, you know, during those cold months from November till April. I don't know what they do from April until then, but, you know, we do that kind of thing. And there's a movement in town to try to establish a resource center so that we can begin to meet many of the needs of the people in the community, whether it's for housing with Habitat for Humanity, or whether it's clothing, or whether it's employment, writing resumes, learning how, you know, with some of the homeless, learning simple things like hygiene. You know, we're moving in those directions. And I talked about that with someone, and I said, you know, we're a very charitable community. And then they asked me a really good question. You're charitable, but are you just? What is the difference, or what is the association of charity and justice? You know, and I, by the way, I'm going to tell you right now, I don't have an answer for that, but I'm going to make us wrestle with it. I think it's important. I think of again, in my tradition, Mother Teresa of Calcutta. As she went and she took care of the sick and dying in the streets of Calcutta, and so many people were inspired, and they were doing wonderful things in creating hospices and all of this. And yet somebody was very critical of her in her lifetime and said, Sister, you're doing all of this very nice thing, but what are you doing to stop the fact that you have sick and homeless and dying in the streets of Calcutta? What are you doing to change the situation? Well, her answer was, God didn't call me to do that. God called me to take care of it the way I'm doing it. But she also said, somebody else needs to address those situations. You know, I think of Oscar Romero, an archbishop in Central America, who wasn't about feeding the hungry and clothing the naked in acts of charity, but rather challenging a repressive government to change its ways and to care for the people and to make sure that the workers got justice, that the indigenous peoples got justice. He got shot. He tried to change the systems. Recently, I read, you know, when in January, everybody liked Pope Francis. Yay, Pope Francis. Now, not so much. In the United States, people are getting a little nervous about him because he's challenging our systems. He's saying that rampant capitalism only brings a great deal of problems to the poor. And we don't want to hear that. You know, I think about the fact, and this came to mind, is that a lot of times, you know, we're really comfortable with the saints who do charity. We're really uncomfortable with the saints who are prophets, who call us to really look carefully at what is going on in the world around us and what we need to do to change it, to make it a truly just society. This morning I gave a homily. It was on the multiplication of loaves and fishes. And I said, you know, I don't know. I don't have the solution to all the problems in the world. I only got a little bit, you know. But that young boy that brought his five loaves and two fish and surrendered it to the Lord, what little bit he gave was multiplied to feed 5,000. What little bit each of us can do makes a difference in the world around us. And yes, we need to encourage people, you know, beyond us. We need to encourage economists. We need to encourage sociologists. We need to encourage pastors like Melanie and myself to look and grapple with these issues and help us all to come to an understanding of what a just society is really going to look like. Now, I'm really excited. You know, we've been doing these things in this community. We've been feeding the hungry and clothing naked and sheltering the homeless. We've been doing that. Well, now there's a movement to try to consolidate all of this in what's going to be called the Lakeshore Resource Center. And what are they looking at? What do we need to do to change the situation so people are not in these needs chronically? What do we need to do? And you want to know something? We don't have the answer yet. One of the things I give the Holy Father, my Holy Father, the Pope, whatever you want to call him, Pope Francis, a great deal of credit, is that he wants to engage the world in a vigorous conversation about what we can do to change things. And I have a sneaky suspicion when he speaks before the joint House of Congress, there's going to be a vigorous conversation in this country. Just like I'm sure it was true in Uruguay and Paraguay, in Bolivia, where he visited recently. I'm sure there's some vigorous conversations going on there. Did anyone listen to President Obama today in Kenya when he was there, his farewell speech? I can assure you there are going to be vigorous conversations there because he spoke right up about the fact that they needed, the African people in Kenya needed to stand up, come up and stand up and make a change in their culture, forgetting their tribal rules and the kind of oppression and corruption that was very much rampant there, the way they treat women, the way they treat children, the way they oppress different peoples from different ethnic groups. People need to stand up and say, enough is enough, and we need to change, and this is the most difficult to change, we need to change the culture. Not just the laws, not just the enforcement of the laws, but the very culture that breeds the corruption and the discrimination that takes place. Charity is important, and we need to meet the immediate needs of people. But justice is important too, so that those needs are alleviated in different ways. I'll end with a story. And I forget, it was from a different church. It wasn't Methodist. It wasn't Catholic. I'm not sure if it was Baptist. I don't think so. But at any rate, the story goes something like this. Some people were down by the river, and all of a sudden they noticed a baby floating on the water, and somebody jumped in real quick and grabbed the baby and handed it off to someone who dried it, and they found baby food for it. And the next thing they know, there was another baby floating down the river, and they went in and got it, and there were more babies coming down the river, and they got in and got that, and they fed them, and they clothed them, and they built orphanages then to house them. And these were the happiest kids you ever wanted to meet coming out of an orphanage. And so they took pictures and put them in a glossy magazine and put a web page out. And people were pouring money in, and more orphanages were being built because the babies kept floating down the river. That was charity. Justice would have been, wait a minute, why are these babies floating down the river? Where are they coming from? Who's doing it? And what do we need to do to get that to change? Now, I wouldn't want somebody to sit there and say, okay, now where are these babies coming from and how are we going to fix this and let the babies bash their heads on the rocks or drown? We need the charity, but we also need justice. It's not either or, it's both and. So I invite you to wrestle with that. Are you just charitable people? Or are you people struggling for real justice? Amen. Now what do you want me to do?
Susan and Aaron, a few of ours at worship, you can kind of lead them back to Thank you.